Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is the church? Is it a social club?
No.
Is it a do-gooder group?
No.
Huh? Is that all it is?
No.
We are the church of the Lord. We are His body. We're His bride. We're His house. And here's something else. We are His family. The church is His family. In fact, before you read Timothy, go to Ephesians 3. I think you ought to read this first. Ephesians 3 and 14. He said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Everybody say, the Father,
Father.
And the family. And churches and ministries and groups have become, in some cases, cold organizations. They've been as much about business as anything else, and they've lost that family feel. And if they do, they're not operating like the church. They don't feel like the church. What spirit is the church supposed to be of? We didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, the Bible said. We received the spirit of adoption. Oh, glory to God. What spirit is that? That's the spirit that makes you feel a part. Even though you didn't come, you weren't originally part of the bunch. You were outside the group, but you got adopted. Oh, glory to God. And you're not treated differently because you're adopted. True adoption means you are a part now. You're just as much a part as anybody else, any other way they got in. You are a part. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people act like that. Let me give you this illustration. Brother Lester Sumrall used to say this when he was ministering to some people in the Orient. He said he would tell them, and it amused them. He said, I am more Chinese than you. Speaking to the Chinese. And they, huh? He said, I'm Chinese by choice. You had no choice. Well, does the Bible say we are chosen?
Yes.
He chose us.
Yes.
Glory to God. He chose us and put us into this family. And we, you know, when He chose us, we responded and we chose Him.
Yes.
Didn't we?
Yes.
And the spirit of adoption, what does it say? Whereby we cry,
Abba.
That's Dada.
Yeah.
Daddy. Well, daddy is not cold.
Amen.
That's not a cold word, is it?
No.
That's not an organizational word. That's not a business word. Daddy, daddy, daddy. That's homie. That's family. The father, the daddy, big daddy. Big daddy. And the big family. Part of the family is in heaven. You got people that's there?
Yes.
We do. We got people already there. Part of the family is in heaven, and part of the family is here on the earth. It doesn't make a bit of difference what name they got on their church sign or door or denomination group. That means not a thing about it. If you're born again, your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're part of this family. One family, same family. Now, the Bible talks about two families in the earth, the family of Satan. So everybody in the world are not brothers and sisters. We're not all brothers and sisters, though some people try to say that. They talk about the universal family in the earth. No, I'm sorry. Jesus told some of the most religious people of his day, you are of your father, the devil. So being religious doesn't get you in the family. But being born again does. Being born again. Somebody say, I'm in the family.
I'm in the family.
I'm in the family. Everybody has this thing in them that they want to belong. Nobody wants to be all alone. Nobody. I don't care what they say. Oh, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a this. Yeah, right. Maybe for 3 days. But yeah, everybody has something in them they want to be a part. You're supposed to be a part. And what you've seen in the limited temporal success of gangs and groups and the organized crime families, etc., are people, there's something in them. They want to feel like they belong. They want to be a part of something.
Amen.
They want to be a part of the family. And so people not being in the church leaves a void. And so people try to fill it by being part of a gang or part of a this or part of a that, or part, right?
Amen.
And people don't respect the church because the church has been weak. And the church has been a lot of things besides what it should have been. But it's supposed to be a strong, strong family.
Yes.
Somebody say family.
Family.
Family. Now go on over to 1 Timothy now, please. 1 Timothy 3. So the Lord building his church is the Lord building his family. Isn't he? What's more important to him than his family? I don't think anything's more important to the Lord than his family, his church. 1 Timothy 3. 1 Timothy 3, this whole book deals with pastoring and church. And he says this, 1 Timothy 3, verse 1, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, that means overseer, he desires a good work. Peter talks about taking the oversight of the church willingly, not by constraint, not for filthy lucre, of a ready mind, not trying to be lord over the flock, but as an example. And he went on to talk about what kind of person this person who has oversight of the flock should be: blameless, husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not violent, not greedy of filthy lucre, that's not ready, greedy and covetous to get money by questionable means, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Now get this. One that rules well his own house. Now that's not even politically correct today. Is it? But it's still Bible. So we know political correctness varies according to who's in office and what day it is and what movies are popular and what articles are current. But this has not changed since it was written. So if you try to live your life politically correct, you are going to be changing. Because what is acceptable and correct today is not going to be so next month, next year, next 5, next 10 years. So you're going to be changing. You're going to be varying. What's the hot topic? What's the popular thing? Or do you want to base your life on this that does not change? Does not change because it doesn't need to change. It was right then. It's right now. But now get this. He said, a man that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection. Now that's the word. Same word is translated submission, which is also a very unpopular word. Into submission. I've seen people get mad at the mention of the word. just because you said something about submitting. Submission is a Bible word. Can you feel how much fun we're already having? Can you feel? Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about the church. But what does the very next part say? If a man is going to have oversight, he's to be a certain caliber of man, shouldn't he?
Yes, sir.
He doesn't need to be a drunk, can't have five women, can't be somebody that gets mad and swings and hits people with his fist.
Right.
The Bible talks, he needs to be a man that loves other people and is hospitable.
Yes.
He needs to be somebody that knows something about the Bible.
Yes.
Able to teach. Is that what it said?
Yes.
But notice what it goes on to say. One that rules well his own house. Well, people are more familiar with this than they are this. They're more familiar with, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But indicates what? Indicates mama rules the roost. Which is the case in many, many households.
Yes.
Which is not okay with God.
Right.
So now let's just stop right here. Let's say this man is not a drunk. He doesn't have five wives. He's not a violent striker and all these things. But his wife runs a house. He is not qualified to be an overseer or to have oversight of the work of God. He's not qualified. Or let's say the children run the house. The kids run the house. And you know it if you'll admit it. There are millions of households where the kids run the house. Everything revolves around the kids. What the family does is based on what the kids want to do or what the kids are unwilling to do, and we go or don't go according to who pitches a fit. Did you hear me? The kids run the house. If a man is a good Bible teacher, if he's not a violent man, if he's hospitable, he's clean sexually and everything else, but his kids run the house, he is not qualified to have oversight of the things of God. Is this true or not?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.